A Visit to My Home Place by Patrick McAvoy. Early one summer morning, from the top of Old Knockree, with the sunshine warm upon my back, I surveyed the scenery. Down on my left was Tullyframe, and on my right was Ockram Hill. But straight ahead my homeland lay, my eyes with tears did fill. This place is very special, although it's rather small. It's right in the centre of Mourne. Its name is Attycall. Down through the Mourne woods I walked, with the Whitewater River I came, where catching trout and salmon was once my childhood game. Up to the Red Bog I did go with eager anticipation. Memories of cutting turf there ran through my imagination. But all I saw were walkers like me with maps and mobile phones, while down below in Attycall no turf smoke from chimneys rose. By coal and electricity the turf fire has been replaced. Some people call it progress. I think it's a disgrace. I wandered past the windy gap till I came to the Mourne Wall, where I sat down to have a rest and look down on Attycall. I almost felt sure my father once more sat there by my side, even though many years had passed since my old hero died. Then doubtlessly muck I scrambled to where my old home place stood, by the banks of the Yellow Water, beside Crockenfolo Wood. 'Twas a picture fit for a postcard, it made me so happy to see how the home place looked so beautiful, just as in my memory. But alas, the place was empty. There was not one about at all, so I headed out the island road to the corner at Attycall. The corner's all different now from how it was before. The school has moved, the hall has changed. Tom McGee's shop is no more. It was then I heard a soft voice say, I think by the smile upon his face, he's dreaming of somewhere in Ireland, most likely his home place. Round my bed some folks had assembled, as I awaited my final call. For heaven or hell I was prepared, now that I'd been back to my Attycall.